USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing his fellow world leaders at the 26th Conference of Parties Climate Summit, President Biden apologized for the United States' decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Biden also suggested that Americans had been slow to acknowledge the perceived threat from the climate change theory. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin's press statement Monday says he won't support the partisan reconciliation bill Democrats are negotiating until there's a greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
There are some House Democrats who say they can't support this infrastructure package until they get my commitment on the reconciliation legislation. It is time to vote on the BIF bill, up or down. And then go home and explain to your constituents the decision you made.
President Biden will hold a press conference from Scotland this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's election day, with a few states holding gubernatorial elections and some mayoral decisions will be voted upon. The one many are watching is Virginia.
With election day Tuesday, one of the most looked at races within the country is the race for Virginia governor. Republican gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin tells Fox News he's winning over independents.
We're winning the independent vote by double digits. We've got Democrats walking across the aisle. This is what unity looks like.
Meanwhile, Democratic candidate for Governor Terry McAuliffe says Youngkin is not bringing the state together like he's trying to advertise he is.
What bothers me to my core is what this man is doing. He's dividing parents against parents, parents against school boards. He's using your children as political pawns in his campaign.
Youngkin says parents should be able to have a decision in what their children learn in school, while McAuliffe does not. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
President Biden was at the G20 summit over the weekend, working with world leaders to implement a 15% minimum global corporate tax. The president continues being abroad with the Conference of Parties Climate Summit in Scotland. Congressman Brian Stile, the Republican from Wisconsin on Newsmax Monday, said, "We have serious issues at home that are not being addressed."
Well, consider me shocked that Democrats want to raise taxes and Joe Biden is going to the global community to try to raise all of our taxes. He's refusing to address the issues that are impacting Americans. He's not addressing the inflation challenges that we're having in the United States. He's not getting workers back to work, and he's doing absolutely nothing to secure the southern border. We have major challenges, and we have Joe Biden in Europe doing everything he can except address the challenges that are facing Americans every day.
The two massive spending bills, one bipartisan and one without any Republican support, continues to flounder on Capitol Hill.
My goal is to stop the spending plan altogether, but the Democrats are in disarray. They're in disarray because as the American people learn what is in these plans, the less they like them. This plan does nothing to stop runaway inflation. This plan does nothing to get workers back to work. And one of the worst things, of all the spending, it has $0 to secure our border. The Democrats are in disarray because the American people are learning what's in this bill, and they're going to be opposed when they learn all the tricks that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are putting in this piece of legislation.
The World Series moves back to Houston tonight. Atlanta leads the best of seven series 3-2. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.